Welcome back to the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, the Evil Dungeon Master Vince. Hopefully you had a great weekend. And this is a new podcast for this week. Recording it on Sunday before releasing it. Because I had a question that popped up and I wanted to get right to it while it was fresh on my mind. But first, ask the DM at theevildm.com. Facebook.com/theevildungeonmaster. Twitter at theevildm is all the places you can contact me for questions. This one comes in through Facebook. Comes in from a follower named Robbie Jackson. What are your thoughts about using the DM screen and hiding roles? In my group, I use both methods, but my players don't like that I use the screen and says it fosters a DM versus players toxic environment. I will use a laptop, but they all feel my roles should be out in the open like theirs. Is this correct? Can I have private roles? Shouldn't the DM be able to protect their roles? Well, Robbie, in original Dungeons & Dragons and Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, we always had DM screens, and we always would use a DM screen when we had our roles and our notes. We would hide it behind the screen. And it doesn't foster a toxic environment of DM versus players. A DM has to have private roles because sometimes a player doesn't need to know exactly what a DM rolls. And also, there are times that you do want to fudge rolls because you don't want to kill the group. Now, if you're fudging them for purposes of, you know, attacking them and saying you have 20s all the time, then yeah, that probably will foster a DM versus player toxic environment for you. But if you're doing it because you just want to have a little bit of privacy, maybe you're rolling random encounters and you don't want them to always know, you could pre-roll numbers also and put them on your sheet. And then as you use them, you can cross them off. I've seen DMs do that before too. Just pre-roll like a whole bunch of D20s, write the numbers down a line, and you can even show the group that here are the numbers I'll be using today, and I'll use them as I need, and you just check off the numbers as you use them. I mean, is that great? No, not really, but you can do that method if they're not trusting your roles. But if they're not trusting you as a DM and calling you out on that, do what you want. I mean, don't play in the group. Play in the group. I suggest that you just roll out in the open until, you know, you feel it's not necessary. But I don't roll out in the open. I roll behind a DM screen. That's how I've always played Dungeons & Dragons or any game. It's behind a GM screen because that's where I have my notes. That's where I have my dice rolls. And that's where I play my games. So when you are playing at your table and you use a laptop, maybe you should use a, the auto dice rollers. Well, the automatic dice rollers, the digital dice rollers, that's the name of it. I couldn't think of the name. Use that. And then anytime somebody questions your dice roll, you can always just turn the laptop around and see. But you should have some privacy behind a DM screen. You shouldn't have a problem with people questioning how you do that. Hope that answers your question. Next question comes in also through Facebook from Nick Thornton. He asked, I am a new DM and I have a player in my group that is always rolling high numbers, especially a 20 way too often. We were playing via Zoom and we roll our own dice. Everyone voted on this. What can I do? I don't really want to embarrass anyone here, but I feel it's getting a little out of control. Well, it's a complicated issue, to be honest. And Nick, you may want to talk to this player on the side, maybe in a private Zoom call or Discord. You said you're playing on Zoom, so a Zoom call. And talk to him before the game and say, hey, listen, I noticed that you're rolling a lot of high numbers, and I don't think you are rolling those numbers. Now, be careful when you do this. You're probably going to be getting into an argument. So if you don't like confronting people like that and talking to them directly like that by saying, hey, listen, I've noticed. Or you can go, before talking to him, talk to the group without him there and say, do you notice that player A is rolling a lot of 20s and everything, or is it just me? And if they're just like, it's fine, blah, 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 then maybe it's just you and you're just being a little picky. But if they're like, yeah, we noticed it and we're kind of concerned about it too, then you may have to talk to him. Or you can do the everyone has to do it, no one is at fault, but we're changing the rules type thing, that since you're playing online, everybody rolls using a dice roller on, say, like Roll 20 or Foundry or Fantasy Grounds 2, whatever it's called, or whatever your map quest or whatever your choice of thing is, or you have like one of those sites that you can roll and send it to the DM so everybody could see it. Now, if you were in person and this was happening, all you have to do is say, like I used to do with my group, I would say, here's the Everybody, here's your dice trays. Put it in front of you, in front of your character sheets on the table. And when you roll, I want you to roll it into that. And that's how they would roll the dice. In front of them, on the table, and the tray. So I could see it at all times. And there's no, I didn't also allow rolls when I wasn't looking as well. It's not like this. I need you guys to roll. And the person was, I got a 20. No, I didn't tell you what to roll yet. Actually have them roll when you tell them to roll. Say, I want you to roll. And tell them before ahead of time that I'm going to be doing this going forward. That when you roll your dice, don't roll until I tell you to roll. And please roll it on the generator. And they're doing this going forward. I'm going to even use digital dice as well. You won't see my rolls as the GM, but I'm going to use digital dice. So it's all fair. We're all using digital dice. And I can, you know, show you the roll if you don't believe me as well. So that's one way to handle that. Next question actually comes in from Karen Jody. What do you think about players who play with accents? I couldn't read that for a minute. And encourage? Do we encourage that, or do we say no? Karen, I think role playing with accents is a lot of fun, especially if someone does a pretty decent accent. If they don't, I mean, obviously it won't work. But if you just let them role play whatever they want and just get into the mood of playing, I think it's all that much better. If you're recording it and like doing a recorded podcast session with it, and maybe it's not that great, maybe you want to tell them to cut back only for that sake. Because I know when we were doing in our group, and I didn't care, to be honest, but I heard a lot of people tell me they didn't like certain access to certain players in the group, and they thought it was grating on their ears. And I was like, well, they're enjoying it, they're getting into it, and I'm sorry. If it's grating at your ears, I apologize, but that's their decision. I can't really discourage someone from doing that. So I say as a GM or DM, if you want that in your group, then definitely encourage it. And maybe tell them to like tone it down a little bit. They don't need to answer every question as far as in character in that accent. But I say, why not? Go with the accent and enjoy it. And if they want to talk in character that way, let them do it that way. This final question comes up in an email from Jed Justin. He says, what do you think about magical weapons having names? I like to name weapons for my game as the DM, and my players think it's lame. Even plus one swords have some sort of name like Tither's Sword of Power Hits. What do you think? Well, whenever we played D&D, I never really named magical weapons unless it was some type of artifact or some type of really powerful magical device. I wouldn't name a plus one sword anything special. Though I have named wimpy weapons or little low-powered weapons names just because I wanted to portray that it was something special to the owner, like rings of, you know, breathing underwater. It'd be like, say, you know, Jed, for example, Jed's water breathing ring, or the name on the ring will say Jed or something. I'm using your name as an example because I couldn't think of one, but sorry about that. But it's better to keep the special names for weapons that are more, I want to say more powerful or more of a rarity than anything. Because a plus one sword is a plus one sword, but maybe you'll think that plus one sword is a little bit more powerful. It's called Tither's Sword of Power Hits, but it's only a plus one. I mean, if it's a flavor for your game, and if you enjoy that flavor for your game, I suggest that you just roll with it and just enjoy it. If your playstick gets that lame, just be like, ask them, is it really that bad? I mean, don't you like the flavor in the game? And if they're like, no, we really don't like it, I don't know, your players aren't cool. But I definitely think you should do whatever you want as the DM and enjoy the time as a DM. And don't worry about it. Just enjoy, okay? Well, hopefully that answers the question. Today I wanted to get out those four things that I had held up this weekend. This weekend was the last one that I had, so... anyway, hopefully that is the end of questions for today. If you want to ask a question, ask the DM at theevildm.com, facebook.com/theevildungeonmaster, and keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody. See you next time.